My guest on Simply Folk is a singer, songwriter, and violinist who recently won Madison Area Music Association's Folk Americana Performer of the Year, just the latest in a pretty large collection of awards, and she recently released a new recording called The Current. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Ida Jo.
Thank you so much.
Oh, we're glad to have you here.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. I was just kind of reviewing your bio and so forth before you came in, and I didn't realize, I've thought of you as being in Madison for a long time, that you were actually born and raised in Duluth.
In Duluth, yes.
Right.
Yeah, I joke that I had to move south to Madison, you know, get away from the winter. Hasn't worked very well.
Do you still have family in Duluth?
I do, so I travel there often. It's a great place. I love it.
Yeah, it's a nice small town. Mm-hmm. I occasionally go up and do things with the Duluth Superior Symphony Orchestra, and they've got a thriving scene up there.
They really do. They've had some really great players and conductors coming through there in the past, I don't know, 5 or 10 years that have really, really livened everything up. It's great.
So did you study music as a kid, or did you grow up in a musical family?
I did, yeah. I've studied violin ever since I was 7, and actually I used to play in the Duluth Superior Youth Symphony for many years.
Great.
Yeah, I think 5 or 6 years. So very connected into that classical scene.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've studied violin my whole life, and actually that's why I moved here to Madison. I studied violin at UW in college.
As a performance?
I did, yeah, mm-hmm. As violin performance.
Nice. Did you have other music lessons as a kid?
You know, not so much, but I studied classically violin, and I also studied a lot of different styles of violin also, but not other instruments, really. I was always kind of violin focused, so
right.
I started singing when I was a little bit older.
Well, why don't we hear something? What would you like to start with?
That sounds great. Well, this is called Passing Through off the new record.
What is true, we're all passing through.
The name of the song is Passing Through. Just gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Sort of, you know, has a meaningful message about living in the now and learning to let go, which is something we all need to work on, I think.
I know. It always comes back to that, doesn't it?
And that's a theme that runs through this album.
Yeah, definitely. Very much so a theme. I find that more and more my songs are about kind of that balance, the dark and the light and the, you know, being present and not letting too many things affect you negatively.
That is such an enjoyable song, and listening to it musically, it was really interesting because you're almost like playing rhythm violin.
I am, yeah. Yeah, so it was interesting because I was, you know, I'd always studied violin, and I always kind of wanted to be more of like a rock star kind of thing. You know, I loved classical music, but I wanted to play shows and be in a band. You know, that was like the end goal. And so I decided when I started singing, you know, that I had to figure out some way of playing the instrument that I had trained so many years on while I sing. And so that's kind of where I came up with this. I had learned little bits and pieces of it from Daryl Anger of the Turtle Island String Quartet. And or formerly of the Turtle Island String Quartet. And I had learned pieces of that when I was a kid. And so when it came time to kind of be a band and put the sound together, that kind of popped into my head as something that would lend itself to being able to sing and play.
It's really interesting to see you do it because you're playing this kind of rhythm. It's almost percussive in
a way.
Absolutely. And then you sing, and then you've got these beautiful parts that you do, sort of melody, harmony kind of parts. And it's sort of unique.
It's different. There aren't too many people that play this way. It's funny because thinking back about my life, it's really kind of a combination of just all the musical experiences I had, you know, classical playing and more fiddle playing and wanting to sing and all these different little elements that have somehow come in to make this sound.
Yeah, they all come together
exactly,
right now.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, and I should add, too, we're also hearing the piano and the bass, and you've brought a couple of musicians with you.
Yeah, I have. So I have two friends here today playing with me. So on the bass today is Nick Moran. He's a fantastic bass player, plays all different types of things, different styles of music. And on the piano, and you'll hear him on guitar, is Scott Lamps, and he plays a whole, you know, ton of different instruments and actually produces most of my records as well. So happy to have him.
Nice. Nice to have this. It's a nice combination of sounds.
It is, yeah.
And I just have to add, Nick Moran has been in this very studio a couple of times years ago when Higher Ground used to broadcast live. So nice to have you back. Well, why don't we have another song? What would you like to do next?
Well, this is another song off the latest record, and it's called New Day.
Find a way, leave it behind, start anew.
New Day is the name of the song. And again, that wonderful rhythmic violin that you
do. Yeah, you get a little bit more of it in that song.
Yeah, it's really cool. And did you actually take lessons for fiddling or for folk violin in any way, or
you know,
study it?
Not too much. I played in a lot of like Texas hoedown style contests when I was a kid, you know, where you like strap on the bandana and play as fast as you can kind of thing. And also I'm Finnish in origin. I played in a Finnish folk music group all growing up that traveled around. So I had those different types of styles.
I hear that a little bit.
Yeah.
Some of the intervals that you use and kind of the modal sound here.
Right.
There. It's really cool.
Yeah. That kind of minory feel at times. So
yeah.
So no particular lessons, but a lot of exposure to a lot of different types of music.
There's a strong Finnish community here and there, especially in northern Wisconsin. And I imagine there are festivals and music events.
Yeah, absolutely. We used to play all the time when I was younger at FinFest.
Ah.
That happens quite often. So
nice. Well, that was another meaningful song. It had, you know, talked a little bit about the pain and the grief that we all go through as humans and figuring out how to process that and let it go.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, I am interested in the kind of healing arts, and even more so interested in how music plays a role in that. So definitely a lot of times my lyrics end up having those undertones.
Well, I think it can be such a healing force on many levels.
Absolutely.
Do you have a spiritual practice?
I practice a lot of yoga, mm-hmm. Which wasn't necessarily a spiritual practice when I started, but as they warn you, it certainly, you know, morphs into that at times. And it's been interesting because it has really shaped my music, actually, not just the songwriting, but my relationship to the music, which is always something that's, you know, a little bit tumultuous, especially when it's profession. And so,
right. So when you say it shaped your relationship to the music, what do you mean by that?
Well, I guess when I, you know, started being, quote, like professional and gigging and making records and stuff, certainly my focus very quickly shifted to like self-promotion and reliance on other people's opinions. And it was very outward, I guess I would say. And that obviously made it not very pleasant for me, as that happens with anything, you know, when you shift the focus away and you kind of lose yourself in why you're doing it and what the point is. And I don't think, for me, music doesn't need to be sold and packaged, you know, for my own music anyway. Certainly that those things end up happening if you want it to be a career, but the kind of spiritual practice has made me find and hold closely, you know, what it means to me and what the true purpose is.
Well, and the song you just sang alludes to that a little bit, where, you know, we get so attached as people to our job titles and our belongings and the people in our lives, but that's not really what it's all about.
Right, absolutely. And if you get too far down that track, then there's no purpose at all.
Right.
So finding your way home is always tricky.
It is.
Yeah.
It's
always there, though.
The journey sounds like a cliche, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, how about another song? What would you like
All
to
right.
Next?
Well, that conversation is a perfect segue to this song. So this is called Surrender, and about just total surrender in your purpose and your path and your journey, as you said.
I am here to surrender to the dark and to the light. I am here to lay down my burden. I am here to give up my fight. I am here to surrender, to follow those far better than I.
Surrender, another song by Ida Joe. If you're just joining me, you're listening to Simply Folk, and my guest is Ida Joe, along with Scott Lamps and Nick Moran, and we're listening to music from Ida Joe's new release. It's called The Current, which is kind of an apt name. Well, you've got a song that's called The Current on
it.
Yeah, but if you think about, you know, some of the meaningful lyrics and going with the flow and that
absolutely
sort of thing.
Yeah, I liked that idea of calling it The Current because there were so many places you could go with it. I liked it as that kind of current of energy that runs in us, and the river kind of currents pulling you regardless of what you think you're doing.
Right.
And so lots of different ways that the current resonated in me, that idea of it.
And this was your fifth album.
Yeah.
I was surprised by that.
Yeah. You know, I guess I kind of am in some ways also. I didn't know that I would enjoy writing so much, but it's been probably even my favorite part that has kind of come from all this different music. And so I just keep writing. That's what I enjoy. So,
do you have a specific process, or do you just strike while the iron's hot, or how do you do it?
For the most part, kind of strike while the iron's hot. I tend to be inspired often by people and things people say and things I read. So it bodes well for me to, you know, write songs.
And most people pick up a guitar or sit at the piano. How do you write? Do you use your violin?
Sometimes, not too often, though. I will sit at the piano once in a while just to kind of sit and have my papers out and write and plunk some chords out. But sometimes with the violin, or for the most part, I focus on the lyrics, and melody is almost always attached to that. So I don't spend a lot of time actually figuring out the music side of it. It's mostly the lyrics, and I have the idea pretty strongly in my mind of what it sounds like.
That's great, and then the music kind of falls into place.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you collaborate with other musicians?
Well, certainly for playing, yeah. Not a ton for writing, although sometimes Scott and I have written quite a lot together, and occasionally other people I'll write with, but certainly a lot of playing. I've played with a lot of different people, and I enjoy that side of things too, just to kind of take a step back and support the music in a different way.
You mentioned that you're a professional musician. This is what you do for your living.
Yeah.
And these days, that's a lot different than it was even 10, 15 years ago. So
sure.
What does that mean for you, being a professional musician? What do you have to do to do that?
Pretty much anything and everything you can imagine. It's so diverse. It's really kind of amazing. I teach a bit, teach music a bit, and play all sorts of gigs, write, I mean, really just anything you can imagine. Play at weddings, play, you know, anything.
Do you book all your own gigs?
I do right now. Yeah, I do right now.
And
hopefully not forever.
And your own publicity and website and all that?
Yeah, yeah. You end up being a jack of all trades by the time you're going with it.
And this album was financed through Kickstarter in part, is that right?
Yeah, yeah, it was. And actually it was my second Kickstarter campaign, which is just incredible. It's really an amazing process. I was very wary of doing it the first time. I didn't like the idea of asking for money, and it just kind of weirded me out. But I found, at least I think, that people are actually really interested in being part of the project, and they're happy to be involved and kind of get an inside look into things. And it's really kind of incredible to just think of that as how it can work, totally crowdfunded, which is, I guess, what it was always doing, but just with some people in between.
Right. Well, and it fosters that emotional connection, and it just allows a channel for that emotional connection to you and your music.
Yeah, absolutely. And I found that I think I have a closer connection with a lot of people because of it.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of that, how about another song?
All right. Sounds good. Well, this is another brand new one, and this was kind of written in the depths of winter. And so this is called What Good Is Happiness?
Thank you. good is freedom when you're stuck in yourself? What good is a high when it comes with a low? What good is loving someone when they're just gonna go?
What good is happiness? And you mentioned that it was written in the depths of winter, and yeah. It is a little darker than the others.
It is a little darker than the other.
At first, I was thinking it might have to do a little bit with sort of the yin-yang thing, the duality. You know, you can't appreciate beauty without ugliness and that sort of thing. And
yeah.
Then, it just kind of gets kind of dark.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of fun to write a darker song. I tend to not do that. So once it kind of was going in that direction, I just ran with it. And, I think another part of me not taking things too seriously is just kind of let the music be what it is and not need it to be a direct reflection on, you know, everything I think and feel all the time. So it's okay right. To have a couple darker songs.
It is. I love the lyrics in that. It's, you know, what good is one if you're one in a million,
yeah,
that kind of
yeah.
thing. And it leads me to wonder about your lyrics. Did you write a lot as a kid? Is that something that you've always done?
Yeah, you know, I have, but I didn't really realize that I had, I guess, mm-hmm. is what I'm saying. So it's kind of funny looking back. I was always like having ideas and songs or poems or whatever, but I didn't really realize that it was happening until recently when I was like, wow, this is nothing new. Like I have these stacks of little pieces of paper with, you know, things scribbled on them. And wow, I guess that's how it's always been. I take them more seriously now.
Do you still write poetry or anything like that?
Yeah, I do. Like occasionally I'll write something that feels like a poem. It doesn't feel like it needs or has music or wants music. So I do write that type mm-hmm. of thing occasionally. And sometimes I write little essays or, you know, whatever it is that comes out, I guess.
Right. And so sometimes they feel like they want music with them, and other times they stand alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
For the most part, it's musical, mm-hmm. I think, because that's mostly what I do. But
and you perform live so much, it seems
yeah.
like. You're
yeah.
gigging a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly I have, especially the first couple years that I was kind of playing, I did play a lot, and still, yeah, seems like it always keeps going. But that's good. I like playing live.
Well, I took a peek at your Facebook page, mm-hmm. and you had some gigs there and back and forth yeah. with listeners and fans on your mm-hmm. Facebook page. And so you've got a pretty lively social media presence, it seems like.
Yeah, and I do. And that's been kind of fun. I like getting, you know, interacting, I guess if you can even call it that, but interacting with people and seeing what they're thinking and reading their comments and all that kind of thing. It's nice.
Well, we have time for one more song. Great. But first let me mention that your website, I think, is idajoe.com. Is that right?
It is. It took me a couple years to get it, but it's mine now.
And then you can find Ida Joe on Facebook, and there are some wonderful videos and recordings and other great things to take a look at. So
great.
And plus we'll have links to all of that on our website too at WPR. Well, what would you like to finish up with?
Well, we'll leave you with one last one, and it's another new one. It's called Pushing Forward.
Ida Joe and Scott Lamps and Nick Moran pushing forward. All of the music we've heard has been from a recording called The Current. Ida Joe, thank you so much
thank
for
you
sharing
so much.
Your
I appreciate it.
Talent with
this
us.
This was wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks for coming in.